Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. Jesse Stewart here, and joining us now, he is with Syngenta, a agronomic service representative for Central North Central Iowa. Dean Grossnickel is on the live line. Dean, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Dean, I appreciate you joining us here today on KGLO. We got a couple different things to talk about. Our farmer listeners probably been hearing about Triva Pro and Miravis Neo here on the air the last couple of weeks on KGLO. And we're going to dive in and talk a little bit more about these fungicides for corn and for corn and soybeans with Miravis Neo. Let's start, though, with Triva Pro on the corn side, Dean. And maybe you can just give us some background on Triva Pro and talk about some of its great benefits.
Yeah, Triva Pro is really our next iteration of fungicides. It's a new class of fungicides that we talk about in that it actually has three modes of action. Both Triva Pro and Miravis Neo both have that. Triva Pro was our first iteration of this, and basically what it does is it has, like I said, three modes of action, and those are come in the form of azoxystrobin, which is your strobilin-type chemistry. It's more for preventative. It's going to help prevent those disease. And then in there, it also has what we call a DMI inhibitor. It is more of a, they call them curative, but basically what they do is they stop the disease in its progress. And then the new chemistry that we decide to throw in there, which is an SDHI type of mode of action, and really, that is another preventative type chemistry, and that helps prevent those diseases. So you got two preventative products in there, and one that helps kill the disease that is already present. And that's really basically what they're designed to do is help keep that plant healthy, keep that photosynthetic area on that plant around a lot longer through that critical ear fill time, and then that's going to translate into more yield.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, Triva Pro, like you said, it's kind of that next step, that next evolution for your guys' corn fungicides.
That's right. That's right. And really what's may taken this to the next level is basically the longevity we get out of these new SDHI compounds there. And a lot of times in our older fungicides like Quilt XL, they're just a strobe and then a triazole premix. We thought that we might get 21, 28 days worth of protection. And now with the new SDHI, they're in there. They're very wax-loving. So they're going to hang on to that wax tissue, and they're going to stick around a long time. So once we get to that tassel time, we've got all our leaf tissue out there. We're going to hit it with that fungicide, and then it's going to help protect that photosynthetic area. And we say we get about 42 days worth of protection in there. And if we think about that, our corn plant, when it's starting to fill out that ear, from tassel time to black layer is approximately about 56 days. Mm-hmm. So if we can protect that ear, that photosynthetic tissue, for at least 42 of that 56 days, we're going to have a great opportunity to fill out that ear and maximize potential. Because if we do lose that photosynthetic area, where's it going to go? That plant really wants to still finish out that ear. If it can't get it from the sunlight, it's going to rob it from the stalk. And then not only are you going to, it's going to finish out that ear, but it may be laying on the ground because it robbed that stalk. And then now we got a plant that's laying on the ground, and the opportunity to maximize our yield benefit is that much less.
Yeah, very true, and all great points there. Talking about Triva Pro with Syngenta. Now, let's switch gears. Let's talk about Miravis Neo, and that's something that you use more frequently on corn and soybeans. Talk about Miravis Neo a little bit.
That's right. So same kind of concept as what Triva Pro is. There's three modes of action in Miravis Neo. The difference coming between Triva Pro and Miravis Neo is that SDHI. In Triva Pro, it's solatinol. In Miravis Neo, it's called adepidin. So it's a different SDHI. And really what the benefit or the difference here is that you still get the same great benefits on the corn with Miravis Neo and Triva Pro. They're pretty much the same. But where you see that added benefit is in that soybean space. And really, the adepidin in the soybean space is allowing us to pick up some of those soybean diseases and then also give us protection against white mold there on our soybeans. So if white mold is a particular issue, Miravis Neo is probably a better fungicide in that soybean space. So that's the difference there, is we're going to be going forward with Miravis Neal on the soybeans. On the corn side, Trivapro and or Miravis Neal, both are equally fantastic on that, because they're going to get most of the same diseases and have the same longevity that we talked about, that 42 days worth of residual.
Yeah, and of course, with both Miravis Neo and Trivapro, if producers and growers want to learn more about the products, they could reach out to their representatives with Syngenta, such as yourself, to learn more, right?
That's right, and or go to the website, www.syngenta.com.
Yeah, and that makes it very, very easy. You know, Dean, before we wrap up as well, I should say, anything else you want to add about Trivapro or Miravis Neo?
Just that great products out there. Again, I think we think about a lot of times, we just think in that disease parlance as far as that goes, and they're great to stop in disease, but they also have a lot of great plant health benefits, and especially when we start thinking about, you know, as in these tight times, a lot of times we're going to let that crop sit out there as long as possible, let it dry down in that field, and stalk integrity is really going to play a role in that. Fungicides also help a great deal in that stalk integrity. And then in some of these cases, especially down in my realm where we have, it's kind of droughty right now, these new fungicides help keep that plant help it respire better and hold on to that moisture better than if it didn't have a fungicide alone. So a lot of other benefits to it other than disease protection, and I think farmers just take a look on the internet and or reach out, and I think they'll be pleasantly surprised at what they find out doing a little research about these products.
Very, very true. Well, Dean, before we go, I should ask you as well, and I know you mentioned things kind of getting droughty in parts of the area, and we're starting to see some of that creep up here into north central parts of the state as well, just with all this hot and muggy and dry weather that we're seeing and not really catching any rain showers of note here in the last 10 days or so. What are you seeing and hearing from folks around the area, and what are you seeing maybe when you're traveling around? I mean, the condition of our quarter soybean crop right now.
Yeah, as of right now, we're still in pretty good shape, although I'm starting to see those sandier spots starting to be pulled down, especially where, you know, some of the sins of planting might be showing up right now. If we decide to get into that field a little bit earlier than what we thought and that sort of thing, you have a little bit of sidewall compaction, and or your sandy spots are really starting to be pulled down right now, especially in my neck of the woods. So we are starting to see some of those areas look a little off, but right now, all in all, we catch some timely rains. We're going to be sitting in some good in good shape, but we could use the rain right now, so to help finish out this crop.
Yeah, and I know we have some rain showers in the forecast here and there. Hopefully, we catch a good one. A good timely rain to really help out the crop. And again, of course, if folks want to learn more about Trivapro and Miravis Neo fungicides with Syngenta, they can reach out to folks like Dean or go to syngenta.com to learn more. With that, Syngenta Agronomic Service Representative for Central North Central Iowa, Dean Grossnickel, thanks for joining us today on KGLO. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
This is your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.